3 weeks ago, we had a Michigan-made day on 90.5 Classical, which put a spotlight on orchestras, ensembles, and performers throughout the state at a time when those performers had to go on a hiatus due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And today we are joining 700 stations around the country who are doing a similar thing. And on 90.5 Classical, we're also going to talk to leaders in music in our listening area. Today, I'll be talking to Timothy Muffet, music director and conductor of the Lansing Symphony Orchestra, Gene Purdom, retired 90.5 Classical music director, and Scott Bosher, music director and conductor of the Grand Rapids Choir of Men and Boys. Those are all later today. At the top of each hour, I'll speak with one of those individuals. But we'll begin with Richard Sherman, and I'll just let him introduce himself.
My principal job is I'm the professor of flute at Michigan State University, and I'm the principal flutist of the Lansing Symphony Orchestra, the Jackson Symphony Orchestra, the Chautauqua Symphony Orchestra, and artistic director of the Absolute Music Chamber Series and Lansing Symphony Orchestra Chamber Series. Also, I think that's all of them.
That's pretty amazing. Rick, I don't know of anyone who wears as many different musical hats as you do, but that also gives you unique perspective here. You have seen how this COVID-19 crisis has affected musicians, from students to professors and from professional musicians to being a music director yourself. Let's start with how this has affected your students.
Well, when the declaration came down that we were supposed to, within hours, end all classes, I had no experience with teaching online whatsoever. I had never taught one single online lesson, not on Skype, not on FaceTime, and I'd never heard of Zoom. So there was a certain panic that set in, because that's so unknown.
Sure.
And we didn't know what was going to happen, you know, in terms of the societal implications, you know, just on a day-to-day basis. I feel like I'm almost learning as I go. And I've realized that for no other reason but for the consistency and the contact for students, it's been very important. If nothing else, it's made them accountable for 1 hour a week with a session for, you know, their lessons. And I've had to adapt a little bit more than I would have suspected I would want or could do.
How has it affected you as a musician in an orchestra?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're still waiting to find out. You know, many, many summer festivals, for instance, have truncated. Or, you know, I heard today that Blue Lake, I think, is canceled completely. Chautauqua, it's up in the air still. And not to mention all the local concerts that I was slated to play, either with Lansing Symphony or Jackson Symphony, were all canceled or postponed. And not to mention Absolute Music's concert, you know, was canceled in March also. Is seeing what's going to happen now with the summertime and my full-time orchestra job, that I incidentally have not missed a season in 30 years. This would be the first time that orchestra doesn't play live if it happens. It's so problematic. It's not great for live music, is it?
I'm wondering that maybe when we come out of this, we'll all have a renewed appreciation for hearing live music in the concert hall.
Yeah, I read some article that somebody sent me that said that we probably will see a resurgence, that, you know, people are going to be so glad, number one, to be together and to be able to experience live music, live galleries, live theater, you know, live, go to movies, so that, you know, that experience, I think, will never be taken for granted. So there is no replacing what a musician brings to bear in a live performance. And I remember a quote by Rachmaninoff that, you know, an effective or a successful performance is predicated on a receptive audience. And I think that that is a mutual, you know, feeding one to the other. The musician puts forward, but the vibes come back from the audience, and all that is lost virtually. So I think when we can get it live again, we're going to enjoy being together and we're going to enjoy sharing that experience together.
In the meantime, is there a piece of music that has been a particular inspiration to you during this time, or that you would like to suggest to our listeners?
Well, let me tell you, even before this pandemic happened, if I was going through a stressful period or when I was losing perspective on all the blessings in my life, I would find myself gravitating toward Bach's fugue. And I'm talking about, you just pick one, For me, it's like, and I'm talking, you know, specifically, this is a little interesting anecdote. I took secondary piano as, you know, an undergraduate. But this has been the first time in over, I would say, three decades that I've actually sat down at the piano, because I have one at home. I've been learning a Bach fugue. And specifically, the one I'm learning is the Bach fugue from the Prelude and Fugue, BWV 894 in A minor. And I haven't had, that's one thing I'll say about this pandemic. It has given me time to explore that again. And I've been, you know, it's been a little bit of a panacea for me, I think. You know, I think it's like the whole thing that I read a quote once that Bernstein said that music was cosmos out of chaos, order out of disorder. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that's what it reminded me. I didn't even make that clear, that the reason I think it would help me in times of stress, it gave me a place to go to where order was the basis for the work, an organization that was so clear. You have one voice that enters, then another voice that enters, and another voice that enters. And it's all that interplay, and that everything turns out, it all turns out all right in the end.